This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. Aid began reaching isolated areas of the Indonesian island struggling after an earthquake killed at least 131 people. Rescuers have doubled down on efforts to find those buried in the rubble, as AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
Volunteers and rescue personnel were erecting more temporary shelters for the tens of thousands left homeless on Lombok by the magnitude 7.0 quake on Sunday evening. Water, which has been in short supply due to a prolonged dry spell on the island, as well as food and medical supplies, were being distributed from trucks. The military said five planes carrying food, medicine, blankets, field tents, and water tankers have left Jakarta for the island. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Indonesia's disaster agency says the death toll is expected to increase. The United States is bracing for Iran retaliatory cyber attacks as U.S. sanctions go back into effect against Iran this week. Cybersecurity and intelligence experts have been watching the situation since May, when President Donald Trump pulled out of the 2015 nuclear deal. Iran's foreign minister remains defiant. Mohammad Javad Zarif is quoted by an Iranian newspaper Wednesday as saying the U.S. will be unable to prevent Iran from exporting oil, referring to it as a simplistic and impossible idea. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert strongly defended the U.S. reimposing some sanctions. Nauert maintained that the sanctions are meant to pressure the government.
We'd like to see a change in the behavior of the Iranian regime. We're not ashamed to say that. We'd like to see a change in their behavior where they take care of their own people, they stop their human rights abuses, and they spend their money on their own people, not the foreign adventurism and not terrorism around the globe.
The sanctions were previously lifted under Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The State Department on Tuesday also urged Canada and Saudi Arabia to resolve their dispute triggered by Canadian comments expressing concern over the arrests of activists in the Arab state. Here's Heather Nauert again.
This particular case regarding Canada, we have raised that with the government of Saudi Arabia. They're friends, they're partners, as is Canada as well. Both sides need to diplomatically resolve this together. We can't do it for them. They need to resolve it together.
Canada plans to seek help from United Arab Emirates and Britain to defuse an escalating diplomatic dispute with Saudi Arabia, sources said on Tuesday. The Saudi government on Sunday recalled its ambassador to Ottawa, barred Canada's ambassador to Riyadh, and placed a ban on new trade, denouncing Canada for urging the release of rights activists. U.S. National Park Service officials said Tuesday that the scenic Yosemite Valley in the western state of California and other areas will continue to be closed for the foreseeable future. This is due to the so-called Ferguson Fire and its heavy smoke impact. Kelly Martin, the park's chief of fire and aviation, said Tuesday the blaze is very active on Yosemite's north rim, where it is being fueled by dry vegetation and dead trees.
This is a full suppression fire. This is not a fire that we wanted, but it's the fire that we have. So we're doing the best that we can to really look at how we can really mitigate severe impacts to the landscape, both from in Yosemite National Park and the U.S. Forest Service.
The blaze that started on July 13th has killed two firefighters and injured another 12. It is one of several wildfires in California as of now. The World Health Organization says experts are starting to carry out Ebola vaccinations in Congo's latest deadly outbreak. Health officials have warned that containing the outbreak is complicated by the presence of multiple armed groups in the northeast region that borders Uganda and Rwanda. Congo's health ministry says at least 9 people have died in the country's 10th Ebola outbreak. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro on Tuesday accused 2 opposition leaders of having roles in what Venezuelan officials have called an attempt on his life. During a televised broadcast Tuesday night, Maduro placed blame on Julio Borges and Juan Requesens. The president said he would have the body take up a proposal to strip the lawmakers of their immunity from prosecution. A hotly contested race in Ohio for a U.S. House of Representatives seat that has gone Republican for more than 30 years remained too close to call on Wednesday. Some consider that an encouraging sign for Democrats heading into the midterms. Rashida Tlaib will become the first Muslim woman elected to Congress after she won the Democratic nomination to run unopposed in Michigan. I'm Liz Palka.